you want dynamic content which is constantly updating with the minimum of effort on your part, then an RSS aggregator is a really useful way to go. So if you work in a science department and you have a science part of your school website and you want to be able to provide information to your students which just constantly changes reflecting the news of the day, then an RSS aggregator incorporated into there will be really helpful. If you want to go a step further, then Thy News might be useful. Thy News is an absolute beast of an RSS aggregator. It's titled a little bit like a newspaper, and the idea is that you bring together multiple RSS feeds from different locations and put them all onto a single page. You can choose how much of each feed is visible, so it could just be the title and you could just specify the last four items in the feed, and then you just drop them onto the page. You've got three columns, similar to a newspaper, and you can drag around the little blocks with each of your RSS feeds in it. You might want a little bit more information in the title, so you can have the little introductory piece of text which just starts things off. But each title for each item in each feed, so you can click on it and then open up to get a little bit more information. And then, of course, you've got a more button so you can go to the article itself. So this gives you a really useful way of bringing lots of information together, all which is constantly updating. You don't have to create an account in order to do it, but it's useful to do so because then you can save your results and continue to use them. There's also lots of other people with accounts. So it's not easy finding them in the same way that it would be. They're not arranged thematically or anything, but it sort of gives me an idea that maybe you might have different people in different departments within the school, and each department would have their Thy News page. And then if you name them appropriately, then it will be easy to find them all. So thynews.com/Ian in Sheffield is mine. How about thynews.com St. Joseph's School / Science, something like that. And then /Geography /History and so forth. So it's the simplicity, I guess, of actually being able to use a Doddle, bring it together. You can, if you know the RSS feed, you can just bring it straight in, paste it into the box in the add button, or you've just got a standard Google search term. And if you put in a topic, like it might be cell structure, and then go off, click on go, and it'll go and find RSS feeds which are on that theme for you. You can choose the ones that you want. Really easy to use, that's Thy News.